After the Rangel Institute closed in 1975, the former boarding school was sporadically used. It was transferred to Rangel's local government about 20 years later, and there was some interest in using at least part of the site for another boarding school, but nothing panned out. Now, the Rangel Assembly is eyeing it as land for new housing, with a plan to subdivide the 134-acre property into residential lots. But first, the city needed federal permits to fill wetlands. It applied earlier this year to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers after teeing up about $1.3 million towards redevelopment. When the city and borough of Rangel applied in May for a wetlands fill permit to start developing the former Rangel Institute property, the Army Corps of Engineers stated that it was unaware of any cultural resources at the site. But days later, news broke of a grisly discovery in Canada. The remains of more than 200 Native children were found on the grounds of a former residential school in British Columbia. In the following weeks, thousands more bodies would be discovered at the sites of former residential schools across Canada, shedding light on the country's dark history of mistreatment of Indigenous peoples. Rangel Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore says the discovery in Canada brought the redevelopment process of the Institute property to a halt. That's partly because the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is taking a fresh look at former residential school sites in the United States, the former Rangel Institute property among them.
The permit was not issued because of the concerns of cultural resources, perhaps burials on site.
U.S. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland, an enrolled citizen of the Laguna Pueblo and the first Native American cabinet secretary, ordered a federal investigation of suffering and burials at former BIA schools, with a report due next April.
They're looking through the old archives, and many of the records are in boxes. They're not digitized. They're having to go through them by hand. There's issues with Privacy Act requirements and looking at some of these records. And so I think they're trying to do consultations with the different tribes, including the WCA, to identify their concerns and information concerning sort of this record search.
While the federal investigation is more records-based, the Army Corps of Engineers and State Office of Historic Preservation are looking to do an on-the-ground search in Rangel, Rushmore says.
They both will have their own sort of requirements as to what the borough needs to do to make sure that there are no cultural resources on site.
Cooperation with Rangel's tribal government is an integral part of the task.
We're just happy to be able to work with the city on something that's of critical importance and a sad part of history of our people. So it's very appropriate that the city is working with the tribe on it.
Esther Reese, whose Tlingit name is Achsin, is the tribal administrator for the Rangel Cooperative Association.
Because the ground is somewhat uneven, they were looking at bringing in dogs that would help with the search because it sounded like the radar technology would be more difficult because of the topography.
In September, Rushmore reported to the Borough Assembly that the city was drafting a letter to tribal entities and Native corporations around the state, informing them of Rangel's development plans and asking for their input. With that feedback, Reese says Rangel's tribe is starting to work on the design for a memorial for Native children from all over the state who attended the Rangel Institute.
What the tribe is looking at is consultation with affected tribes and then construction of a memorial gazebo honoring all the tribes that attended the institute and then doing a healing ceremony.
Rushmore says at this point, the borough is still trying to contact tribes and figure out how to proceed with a ground search of the property, but nothing is set in stone yet. Located at a Tlingit site known as Keishan Gitaan or Aldertop Village, the boarding school opened in 1932. It was not affiliated with a particular religious denomination, although federal records show Rangel's Catholic priest in the late 1930s took an interest in the school and incorporated it into his parish. Reese says the site's name was rediscovered by a tribal citizen in University of Southeast Professor Thomas Thornton's book Our Grandparents' Names on the Land.
We let the city know that because we can't rename something that already had been named by our ancestors. So that was the name that the tribe brought forward to the city.
The Rangel Institute was one of about 20 residential schools for Alaska Natives that operated through the 20th century. Its enrollment peaked in the mid-1960s with just over 260 students from 5 to 15 years old. The Institute housed more than Native children. During World War II, in the summer of 1942, Unangah people who were forcibly relocated from their homes stayed in tents on the Institute grounds. state-collected, and individual records recall intense physical, sexual, and emotional abuse of Wrangell Institute students. Students were beaten for speaking their first languages, survivors told KSTK in 2016. So there's a lot of work and healing to do before the property could be redeveloped. In part, that means federal and state surveys. Reese, the tribal administrator, says the borough should be putting out a proposal request for ground surveys soon, possibly with the help of federal funding. The borough and tribe say they will also continue to collect feedback from tribes and Native organizations around the state, whose children were sent to the Wrangell Institute, with the hopes of collecting comments and stories from Memorial that will speak to its history before the ground is repurposed for the future. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.